Tom Waits wrote the soundtrack for the recent Jim Jarmusch film Night on Earth, but his new album Bone Machine is the first collection of his own songs since 1987. Waits has always cultivated the persona of a cool, dissolute hipster, but rock critic Ken Tucker says Bone Machine goes beyond that image.
In case you couldn't make out the opening quatrain of that new Tom Waits song, it was, "Well, I'm going out west where the wind blows tall, 'cause Tony Franciosa used to date my ma." This was one of my first clues that Bone Machine represents a welcome change in the Tom Waits we've known and grown bored with over the past two decades. After all these years of presenting himself as a Skid Row philosopher, a pretentious beatnik with a sentimental streak, Waits is gratifyingly energetic, tough-minded, and downright funny on Bone Machine. You've got to like a guy who tries to impress a woman, as he does a little later in that song, with the lines, "Well, I know karate, voodoo too. I'm going to make myself available to you." Throughout this album, it's as if Tom Waits has emerged from a long period of self-absorption and realizes he's interested in the world around him again.
There was a murder in the red barn, a murder in the red barn.
That's Murder in the Red Barn, Waits' version of a hard-boiled detective story as William Faulkner might have written it. Many of the songs on Bone Machine display Waits' gift for terse, blunt narrative, as well as a new interest in spiritual matters. An eerie song called All Stripped Down, for example, is the first time I've ever heard the ascension of one's soul into heaven sound like a scary, dangerous journey. Bone Machine isn't a great album. It's marred by the stuff that always slows up a Tom Waits record, hollow bluster and showy surrealism, and a love for the sound of his own craggy voice, as if it still doesn't sound like what it always has, a cross between Dr. John and Captain Beefheart. But the best music on Bone Machine represents a real breakthrough for Waits. Simple melodies, shredded pieces of the blues, pushed along by clattering percussion that sounds as if Waits and his friends are banging on garbage cans with hubcaps. This music, combined with a sense of humor as dry as his throat, gives Bone Machine a source of power that I hope Waits will tap into more often in the future.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. Fresh Air's interviews and reviews are produced by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Naomi Person, and Joan Tui, with Sue Weinstein and Sue Spolin. Today we say goodbye to our top-notch resourceful researcher, Ellen Silva. Our loss is Washington's gain. She's moving to NPR member station WAMU to produce the Derek McGinty Show. Good luck. We'll miss you. I'm Terry Gross.